Around 170 motorcycle gang members are being held on $1 million bond after that deadly shootout in Texas that left 9 dead.
Texas is a hotbed for motorcycle gang activity, but it is increasing in the Beehive State. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Lane Kritzer says three nationwide motorcycle gangs have members cruising throughout Utah.
The Bandidos were one of the first ones to come into Utah and establish themselves. And as that day came in, we started noticing quite an increase. And I would say between 2008 to present, we're looking at a good 300% increase in the outlaw motorcycle gang activity to include other gangs other than just the Bandidos in the state of Utah.
Kritzer says the gang crimes in Utah have been small compared to other areas of the country.
We do have criminal activity in documented cases where there was a riot case where members of the Bandidos actually beat up a patron in a bar. We also have some insurance fraud cases where members of the Bandidos have been involved in insurance fraud. And then you have a variety of your alcohol offenses such as DUIs, et cetera, that we have documented here in Utah. And of course, there's probably other criminal activity going on that we don't have or are not aware of.
Kritzer says law enforcement across the state has been able to prevent even more crimes.
Three national mandatory runs that have been held in Utah since 2008 to present. The first one was in 2008, and that was in Moab, and that was hosted by the Bandidos. And that's significant because what they're doing is when they're doing a national run, which means every chapter nationwide has to send so many Bandido members to this run where they meet with national leadership and they go over national business, is that the fact they picked Utah, that was significant because that's kind of their way of claiming a territory, very right. Territorial. They did that again in 2013 in Duck Creek Village, Utah, which is in Kane County. We did have I think one of the reasons why we didn't have as many problems there is because we did have a large law enforcement presence. So there were a couple of like DUI arrests, but there were some incidents where violence could have occurred to the citizens that had it not been for having a large law enforcement presence and being very proactive, those would have occurred.